Mishnah Ches. In general, there is a law that kol she'ein oyle liyibum ein oyle lechalitza. Any woman who is totally exempt from yibum, because let's say she's an erva, she is also exempt from chalitza. There's no zikah at all. She can go and marry anybody she likes now, without first receiving chalitza even, from one of the yevomim, from one of the brothers of their dead husband. However, we have seen a few cases already, but the halacha is that you do need to do chalitza, even though it's forbidden to do yibum. For example, when there's a contradiction between midrabbanan and midoraisa. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa of yibum and chalitza, one should do chalitza, and not yibum because it might be forbidden midrabbanan to marry that woman. Now another such scenario where one would do chalitza, even though he cannot do yibum, is in a case of a doubt. V'chulon and all of the arayas, shehoi bohen kiddushin oy gerushin besofek. They were either married or divorced, but it was a doubt as to whether that was the case. So let's say Shimon married Reuven's daughter, but for whatever reason the Mishnah will describe now, there was a doubt as to whether the marriage was valid. Or if he divorced her, and again it was a doubt. So in that case, certainly, if Shimon then dies, Reuven would not do anything with the Erva. Reuven's daughter herself, she would be free to go and marry somebody else. The question is regarding the Tzora of the Erva. Because if you think about it, there's now a doubt as to whether she was the only wife of Shimon, in which case she is obligated to do Yibum or Chalitza, or whether she was the Tzora of an Erva and it's forbidden for her. So in such a case, Har Eilu Tzoris Choltes Lomis Yabmois, the Tzora should do Chalitza and not Yibum. Ketzat Tzvei Kiddushin, what would be an example of a case where there is a doubt as to whether they are married? Well, one of the ways to do Kiddushin, to acquire the woman, is by giving her money. Alternatively, one could give her a document saying that you are marrying her. Now, the halacha is that if somebody is standing in a public domain, and something is within his four amas, around 2 meters or so, the halacha is that if he has the intention to acquire that item, then it becomes his. It follows, therefore, that if somebody puts kiddushin within 4 amas of a woman, he puts money and he says, I'm giving you this money for the sake of kiddushin, and he places it within 4 amas of that woman. If she has the intention to acquire it, then she is considered to be married to that man. Now the case under discussion is where the man and the woman are standing exactly 8 amas apart from each other. And zarek lo kiddushin, the man throws the kiddushin money or document towards the woman, and it lands on the floor in between them, and sofik karev lo, sofik karev lo. It's a doubt as to whether it is nearer to him, in which case it's further away than 4 amas from the woman, or whether it is nearer to her, meaning that it is within her 4 amas. Zeus fake kiddushin, this would be a case where it would be a doubt as to whether they are married or not. And the same exact scenario would work for a doubtful case of giving a get. If somebody throws the get to the woman, again the same would apply. Now the Mishnah continues and asks, what is a case of Sfeit Geirushin, of a doubtful divorce? Now the case of a doubtful divorce is the exact same thing as we just had for Kiddushin. And the truth is, the example which the Mishnah is going to give is not a case of a doubt. Rather, it's a case where Midoraisa it's considered to be a valid divorce, but Midrabbanan it's not. However, as we explained, when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza, the halacha is going to be exactly the same. Because in both scenarios, she's going to require Chalitza and not Yibum. So what is this case where it will be a valid get only Midoraisa but not Midrabbanan? Kosav b'chsav yodoy, if the husband wrote the get himself in his own handwriting, the Einon of Edim, but there are no Edim, there are no witnesses who signed on the get. Yesh olav edim, if there are witnesses on the get, so now it doesn't make a difference whether the husband wrote it or somebody else wrote it. The ebo zaman, but it does not have the date written on it, and therefore midrabbanan, it's invalid. Yesh bo zaman, if it does have the date written on it, but the ein bo ela ed echad, it only has one witness who signed on the get. Says the Mishnah, Zeus fei gerushin, this is a case of a doubtful divorce. As we explained, it's not a case of a doubt, rather it means that midrabbanan, it's considered invalid, and therefore that woman would require chalitza if her husband dies.